In this next article, the author determines whether self-etch primers will enhance the shear bond strength of glass ionomer cement. Today in orthodontics, there are two general techniques for bonding brackets to teeth. One consists of using a composite to adhere the bracket, and the other uses glass ionomer cement. The etching process for the composite involves the use of phosphoric acid, but with a glass ionomer cement, polyacrylic acid is used to etch the tooth. In the past, most studies have shown that glass ionomer cements have much less shear bond strength than light-cured composites. But with the addition of self-etch primers to prepare the tooth for bonding, is it possible that the shear bond strength of glass ionomer cements could be improved? That question was asked in a study that was published in the December 2002 issue of The Angle Orthodontist. The title of the article is Effect of Using Self-Etch Primer for Bonding Orthodontic Brackets. This study was co-authored by Riko Yamada and Toru Hayakawa from Nihon University in Chiba, Japan. The general purpose of this study was to determine the effects of the self-etch primer on both composite bonding and glass ionomer bonding of orthodontic brackets. In order to accomplish this objective, the authors gathered 72 extracted teeth. They were divided into four groups. In the first group, typical phosphoric acid etching techniques were used and orthodontic brackets were bonded with light-cured composite. In the second group, the self-etch primer was used instead of phosphoric acid and the bracket was bonded using light-cured composite. In the third and fourth groups, glass ionomer cement was used to adhere the brackets, and in one of these groups, the self-etch primer was applied before the glass ionomer cement. So you see, the authors wanted to determine the effect of self-etch primer on both of these different bonding techniques. After bonding of the brackets, a testing machine was used to determine the shear bond strength of each technique. Okay, let's get to the take-home message. First question. Does the self-etch primer have the same shear bond strength as the phosphoric acid when using the light-cured composite? And the answer to that question is no. There's a 33% reduction in bond strength using the self-etch primer compared to the phosphoric acid. Okay, second question. Does a self-etch primer enhance bond strength of glass ionomer cement? The answer to that question is no. The shear bond strength with and without the use of self-etch primer was the same for glass ionomer cement. Last question. How did the glass ionomer and composite compare for shear bond strength? This study showed the same results as previous studies, and that is that shear bond strength of glass ionomer cement is about 35% less than the shear bond strength of light-cured composite. So there you have it. If you use glass ionomer cements, self-etch primers won't enhance the shear bond strength. If you'd like to review this study, you'll find it in the December 2002 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.